actually a baby.
Yes.
Like, it sounds a bit weird the way you put it.
The most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on air, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the doggy.
Gummy normal.
Trivios.
In our eyes, I have
which part of that was confusing?
I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, one of, if not the absolute best show by that name, located in Australia. Sydney, to be exact, that we know of. Because there might be others, I'm not overly sure, and if there are, they are probably better. Shut up, Joel, I hear you think. Which is amazing because I haven't even mentioned my name is Joel Kasem. So well done, and also please stop talking to me like that. Because I already copped enough from the following. It's actually just one person, a man who has wrapped up his drive show and will be bringing us all the pies you could hope for from the tuck shop this Sunday. It's Mick Rabb!
Aren't you glad that I gave up that show and not this one?
Yes.
Nah.
No, I am. Oh. No, absolutely I am.
No, I love this show, and I love that I can now have a music show and a sports show. It's like all my dreams coming true.
Really?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
My dreams don't always involve being in a room alone with you, though.
Yes. Are we going to talk about the elephant in the room?
The elephant in the room is not at the hottest.
I know, it's a tough one. I'm so sorry.
We haven't been doing a show with all three of us in the room for, well, months.
Yeah, like quite some time.
7 months or something. But we usually have Gabby on Zoom or on a phone or some remote location coming to us live via satellite.
Yes.
But she's drinking. And she's at a work function.
She is. She's, yes. Well, yes. Look, she's had a few. We don't know how many because she lost her phone.
Apparently. Yeah, we just got a message just now just saying, FF, I'm so sorry. I can get to a computer in 5 minutes. Oh, my God, I've lost my phone. Well, she obviously found it again.
Yeah.
What a desatera, she just wrote. What is a desatera?
She's not great. We talk a lot through the week by messages and stuff like that, and she's either rushing a lot when she types her messages or just is doing it and not looking, or it really struggles with the English language. I'm not sure. It's one of those, but quite often she'll write things and you're like, you have to reread it a few times. She's like, what? What happened?
Okay.
Anyway, look, what I've done now is, because she thinks she's going to be by her a phone or a computer. Did I read that? No, for computer in 5 minutes.
Mm.
I've sent her a little invite to a Zoom
Ooh.
Chat. So maybe she will join us eventually.
All right.
And we can introduce her as we do on this show.
I love that we've just started without her, though. Like,
we couldn't
be bothered waiting anymore. I was just like, nah.
No, we couldn't wait. I mean, this is a live show. How can you wait for someone in a live show that we recorded a day earlier? Yeah, so hopefully Gabby will join us soon. If not, hello, I'm Joel. This is Mick.
Hello.
Yes, you are bringing us the tuck shop this weekend. You wrapped up drive this week as well.
Yeah,
how are you
week.
Feeling?
Big week. I've done drive for 5 years. Can you believe it? 5 years of drive on Wednesdays. 5 years of leaving work early to go and do my show. And I've stopped doing it now. So there's a big empty hole, which is going to be filled with the brand new show on Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
All Australian music.
Yes.
Is that something you might be interested in, Joel?
What time?
5
no,
o'clock
I'm
on a
very
Sunday.
Excited for you.
I'm
this is
sure some of our listeners right now will be like, oh, actually, I wouldn't mind finding out or listening to some new Australian music.
Yes.
Maybe I will tune into Mick on the Tuck Shop. And Tara, who is my co-host, it's like her first time on radio, so I'm really excited to introduce her to everybody.
Is she going to be nervous, do you think?
Oh, she's pretty chill. Like, I don't think she'll be too nervous. We chatted a bit yesterday on drive, and she was just like a natural. So it'll be good.
Okay. Well, that's good. Now, look, I've known you for a long time, and I know that you these are the two things that you love most, music and sport, particularly Australian music.
Yes.
So this is like...
Look, let's just say the only reason I'm at 2SER for this long is because I've been trying to get this show off the ground.
Okay.
So it's taken me about 7 years, but I've got it. I've got my little show and I'm not going anywhere. we've got Across the Park as well, which is... how long has this been going? Nearly over a year now.
Well, we're coming up to 100th...
2 years.
Our 100th episode.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
We're only 2 years.
Almost 2 years, yeah. That's a lot. That's a long time. Should we call Gabby?
All right. She said 10 minutes.
Is that what she said? I feel like this is terrible because we're just like... No, she said call. Okay. We're going to call.
We're going to call Gabby live.
Do you want to talk about the tuck shop a little bit longer?
Well, I was going to talk about my adventures in sport this week, which was delayed by the weather. Don't you hate it when you get a little bit of drizzle?
Try not to ask questions.
No, sorry. Rhetorical. When you know you're looking forward to playing sport on a Wednesday night, like I was, and then there's a little bit of rain, a little bit of drizzle, and all of a sudden they go, oh no, we've called it off because obviously their field just can't drain that little bit of water that rained, and then you can't play, and you're so excited to play, and you're just like hanging to go, and it stops raining all afternoon. So it's had a chance to dry out, but no, still you cannot play your game of social five-a-side soccer. Doesn't that suck? Yes, it does.
Yes.
Dear listener.
Hello there.
Oh, what is this
Where did
person?
You come from?
Holy moly.
Guys, I'm on the ground floor of the SCG checking out the unbelievable sport that is happening here. Wouldn't believe it.
That doesn't even sound like Gabby.
Sound different, Gab.
Are you really drunk?
I am not drunk. I am just high on sporting life. I cannot believe how good sport is. That's what I can't believe. Like I'm living a life and I'm thinking, how good is sport? It lifts me up. My feet are high up off the ground right now thinking about it.
Hey, Gabby, can I ask you a question?
Please do.
Where's Gabby?
She is in a blissful slumber and I've taken over her body and I'm thinking, what a great place to be. I've taken over this young lady's soul and I've joined a beautiful podcast called Across the Park and I'm thinking, beautiful, this is my life, this is my entity, talking about sport with a bunch of lovely gentlemen.
Yeah. Great.
What a dream. Oh. What a dream.
It is great. And you're, of course, with the two of us who are...
Who are you talking to right now?
I'm talking to Joel Kasson, one of the founding members of Across the Park.
Jesus.
And I'm also talking to Mick Rajojkovic.
What?
Wow. That was perfect.
Well done.
What's going on, Gab?
Look, guys, we've had a bit of a stumble. We've had a bit of an issue.
Yes.
I lost my phone.
Okay.
It's been a while. And
because it was about an hour between messages. It was an hour ago you said, I'm sorry guys, I'm going to be late. And I'm like, okay, no worries. Well, we'll take my time and get into the studio. An hour later, there's nothing. I hadn't even seen a message. We're like, okay, well, what do we just start without her?
Something has happened.
What?
And I keep losing my phone and it's this big problem. Like the other day I was at work and I called an emergency meeting with everyone in the office and I said, my phone has been stolen. I got every single person in that office to search for my phone and message every single family member and partner. I've only got one, but one of my partners. And I said, my phone has been stolen. Send out an alert. Half an hour. And my phone was on my desk the whole time.
Wow.
You called an emergency meeting to find your phone and it was on your
and
desk.
Every I'm talking like 30 or 40 staff members went on the hunt for this phone. So,
did you try ringing it?
Yep, it was on silent.
Yeah, of course it was. It never works, that theory anymore, of ringing your phone.
No.
Well,
it's like when people lose their wallet and you're like, did you ring it? Oh, no, wait, that doesn't matter. I didn't even introduce you. Also joining us is a woman who is more than likely drunk. It's Gabby Morris.
That intro works every week.
No. Guys, I just want to say that, like, I've... The amount of times that I've tried to come into the studio to be with you, and I'm like, we just can't physically do it. It's not possible. Like tonight, I was willing to come, but like we can't. There's restrictions in place. We can't have all three of us there. You know, I'm feeling really like, well, what do you want me to do? You know, like I can't.
Are you feeling left out, Gab? Are you feeling
yeah,
a third
feeling,
wheel?
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say, is that I'm feeling left out.
Oh, well, why don't you come into the studio with Joel and I'll stay home next time.
Oh, I love how, like, we've never thought of that idea. Joel's like, I can't stand the thought of being left in the studio just with Gabby.
I mean, no, that's not entirely true. Actually, Gab, the thing is, we talked about this earlier and we're looking in the next studio right now and it is empty. We definitely could have had you here.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Nice.
I know.
I'm literally sitting on the curb in Redfern.
What a bum. But you're doing a live radio show. So that's
people
impressive.
Walking past have no idea you're yeah. right. You're on air right now. It's amazing.
I just want to say that I found out this week that if you have any serious issues going on in your life, I found out from my 92-year-old grandma that the people to call is the fireys. So if you have any sort of issue, just call the firefighters.
Okay.
You wouldn't believe what my nan called them for this week to solve her issue. Can you even guess?
Did she drop her meds down the back of the couch?
Good guess, good guess. Good bloody guess.
Did she lose her remote control?
No. Her ring on her finger was a little tight, a little too tight.
Okay.
She called them up to help them, to help her get it off.
Oh, my gosh, you rang the fireys.
She rang the fire. She
get
called
a
up
ring
the fire
off her finger.
And she literally said, "Is that the fire? I want the hottest man on the planet to come and help me." And they were like, "Yep, we can probably do that for you." So she goes, "Yeah, but I've got a thing. I want them to get into the driveway and I want them to set off the fire alarm just to give a little bit of hype, you know, stir up the neighborhood." So they sent off the fire alarm, arrive. She's got on it. She goes, gets on her favorite caftan and does her hair. Four firefighters come. Not just like one, what? But four of them arrive with a chainsaw, like a circular chainsaw, and come in and saw off her ring.
Oh, I thought you were going to say finger.
happy birthday to your nan too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, 92. And 92. I think one of my favorite things is like nan knows what she wants, right? Like, I'm 92 and I want a hot, sexy fireman to come and take off my ring. Done.
Fair enough.
I love that. When you're that age, you can get away with anything.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, the fireys came. Like, I feel like we need to access the fireys. But they're probably sitting around a lot of the times, not doing a lot. Like, I love them. They're so great. But go around, cheer up an old lady.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Look, one of my best mates is a fiery, and he tells me, you know, they do all sorts of things, like your nan, for example, with the ring. They do all kinds of stuff like that. They're always called out to jobs that just aren't fire-related. It's just what they do.
But she was so matter-of-fact about it. She goes, no. Like, if you've got an issue, got any kind of problem, community problem,
community
get a fiery, they'll come.
Maybe they could pick you up, Gab.
Yeah, seriously.
Get you home.
Actually, I'm actually looking at a fire station right now, Redstone Fire Station. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we've started the show. Is that have we done enough content? Do you have anything, Mick? You've spoken about your show coming up
else.
This weekend.
Yeah,
Gabby's
yeah.
drunk.
We've padded the show enough. What did you do?
I played cricket last weekend.
Of course, the second half of your final.
That's right.
How'd it go?
6 to 7 months innings break.
Yeah.
We lost.
Oh, you expected that, right?
Pretty much expected. Gab?
Yeah?
Have you done something to your phone?
No.
You're not listening? You're not sitting next to a radio? We just had some weird feedback. It's okay. That's for the listeners.
So did you bat or you bowled?
No, we had to bat. So we were chasing 230. We had to get 231 to win.
Off how many overs?
50.
Okay.
Yeah, we finished with 201.
Oh, that's
30
close.
Short, yeah.
What did you get?
14 not out.
Ooh.
And the thing is, that was our last game possibly ever, so I'm always going to be not out.
And thank you've increased you. Your average just
I
that
sure
little bit
have.
More.
Well, I don't know. Do you get an average? I think you have to get out to get your average.
Well, no, you had an average from the season.
Which was terrible.
So you've increased it.
I've definitely increased
14,
it.
14, no.
I could have got a golden duck and I would have increased it. Anyway, so I did some sport and I'm very proud of myself.
And that's it. No more cricket.
No more cricket.
Have you got your speaker on there, Gab? Like, are we on speaker now?
No.
Yeah, kids doing this weird feedback. Doesn't matter. Another thing. So, in some sad news, the Kardashians. They finished their show. I don't know what it's called.
No more Kardashians.
No, this is Kardashians.
Is that what you said?
Yeah,
that's good, mate.
That is good. Look, it's obviously a big thing. Their show, whatever it's called, the Brains Trust, whatever, I don't know what it's called.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Thank you very much. is coming to an end, and it's been a show that's been on for so many years. I don't know. And
I know it's 11. Don't ask me why I know that.
Okay, it's 11. There you go. Look, I'm going to play some highlights from a show that's been going for 11 years.
Okay. There you go. You just don't ever have to have watched it.
No, that's it. Yeah, you just heard the show wrapped up by us that quickly. All right, let's talk some
sport.
Although it was on at an unwatchable time and no one's really ready for it yet, there was actually cricket being played involving Australia and not just me.
What?
The three-game T20 series was played against England in England over the past week and we didn't do too well. Australia's only win came in the third match where we won by 5 wickets with 3 balls to spare. Australia still remain number one, though, in the T20 world rankings.
So the top two teams, and England went number one because they won the first two, and then we won the last one, and we jumped back up to the top again.
Is that true? Is that what happened?
Yeah. They're that close.
Wow.
Top two. So, yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, that's good. Back to number one.
We played all right in this third game, finally.
Yeah.
But it was close. Like, we fell over, and it was like one for 100, and it was like 5 for 100 or something.
Yeah.
It was like a bit of a mid-order collapse. But yeah, cricket's back. And then the one day is start today, I think.
Today, yeah. Yep. I think it's today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in England. Yeah.
In England. So I don't know what time it's going to be through the night for us. also, our world number one women's team will be playing again shortly too, with 3 T20s and 3 one-day internationals against New Zealand, all of which will be played up at Brisbane at Allan Border Stadium.
All right. Is the Gabba called the Allan Border Stadium now?
No, I think they play at a stadium called Allan Border Stadium.
Oh, right.
It's not the actual Gabba. Yeah. Okay. And it's very exciting because Elise Perry returns and we love her.
Oh, yeah, because she's been injured for a while.
Oh, your dream gal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got injured back in March.
Have you seen her on billboards down the Parramatta Road?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a ledge. Like, honestly, every single Australian female athlete is just an absolute legend.
Yeah.
You just look at them and you go, like, professional, amazing, athletic, boom. No drama, you know?
Yeah,
no drama, you're right. There's no late night strip club shenanigans. They're not saying racist things to players.
No, they're just like absolute professionals that just do their job.
You never hear about a couple of them going out for a few beers and then getting into a fight outside a kebab shop.
Doesn't
happen.
No, it just doesn't. Or like aggravately sexually assault anyone. I don't think that's like just nobody.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
still greatly underpaid, but anyway.
Of course. Now, in tennis, one of the biggest stories this week
was cold.
World number one. Novak. Save the jokes. Hang on. Novak Djokovic hitting a tennis ball towards the back of a court in frustration after falling 6-5 down to Pablo Busta Rhymes and hitting a line judge square in the throat. He was getting more and more frustrated, blah, 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 and then just, yeah. Everyone's seen it.
Just walk past me.
Oh, get him on the show.
Sorry. Hey, guys. Love your work.
It's just, everyone's got an opinion about this, right? This whole, whether he should have been disqualified or not.
Yeah.
Quick survey, the three of us. Yes or no, should he have been disqualified?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay, we're all 100%. Okay, that was no controversy whatsoever.
Yeah, but I think that like the opinion's not objective. Like so I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's a fair call to say he should have been disqualified for that from my personal opinion. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I have pent up subjective opinions about him. So this is the perfect thing for me to go, yep, get him out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, to the letter of the law, he should have been. So
exactly.
They did the right thing.
Exactly, and I think that's exactly.
Yes, and he showed remorse and he was didn't mean to do it, but still, he still hit the ball hard towards the back of the net. Like, don't do it.
The guy has fantastic aim, no matter what.
No, but also, yeah, he does.
He knows what he's doing. He knows where to put a ball.
He's also like got a long history of like smashing rackets on the court, belting balls into. You know, he hit a cameraman a few weeks earlier. Like he's not like it's like he's. You know, like he does this kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah. He's also got a history of having COVID parties. So
yeah, you know, exactly. Yes. So, it's like the first time he's cared about anyone not breathing. So
I do wish the line person had just done this like Terminator thing and balls coming to her neck, just went, put her hand up and went, caught it, and then just stared at him, you know, like.
Or maybe just like grabbed it with her mouth, like an apple.
And spat it at him.
Yes.
Dropped on his feet. Oh, God. Anyway, yes. Anyway. So, see you, Joker. Unfortunately, Alex de Minaur was going well in the US Open, but he just got knocked out by Dominic Thiem, who was third in the world. So, it wasn't a bad loss. I mean, he lost in straight sets, but he got to the quarters, first time ever, for Alex de Minaur. And, yeah, he looks really good. Like, he's, you know, he's been good for years, but he's just getting better and better. So,
yeah.
It was good to see an Aussie up there.
Yes, absolutely. The only one.
Yeah.
Well, look, that...
Dylan Allcott starts tonight, I think, with the wheelchair version of US Open, which he's probably going to win because
he wins everything. Unbelievable.
Legend.
Anyway, the whole Novak Djokovic thing has brought on a new segment for the show.
What?
When was the last time you hit somebody in the throat with a tennis ball?
That's a segment name. That's a really long segment name. Is it a rhetorical question?
What is it? No, the phones have lit up.
My name's Phil. I hit my gran in the throat, the neck, and the tennis ball accidentally the other
Phil.
Day.
Phil.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
What a mess. All right.
Yep.
NRL. Last weekend saw one of the biggest hits of the year, albeit completely illegal. Sharks halfback Chad Townsend accepted a 3-week suspension for a blatant and brutal shoulder charge on Knights fullback Kalen Ponga. It was like something out of a movie. Townsend just ran 10 metres, jumped in the air, threw his shoulder out, and absolutely smashed Ponga. Now, Ponga wasn't hit in the face or the head.
No.
Well, straight in the chest. His nostril bloody fucking thing got flown out of the air. Did you see that?
That's what it did.
Nostril tampon.
That's exactly what it is. Came flying out of his face. It was insane. I don't even know what to say. If you haven't seen it, it's like the craziest hit. It looks like something you'd see on a street fight or something. It was mental.
Yeah.
Did nothing to Ponga. He went on and scored a hat trick.
Which I'm impressed with because I've always thought Ponga's a little bit small for rugby league. And people do target him because he is a bit smaller than other players.
Yes.
But good on him. He powered through it even after a hit like that.
Sorry, I thought there was going to be more. My boys, the Tigers had a lovely come-from-behind win against Manly with nine minutes left.
I love it to come from behind.
Oh, there's no joke. With 9 minutes left, we were down by 14 and managed to win by 2. The Rabbits also lost in a come-from-behind match. There you go, Gab. With Melbourne, but the crazy stat to take out of this game was that against the Bunnies, the Storm have only lost 5 times in 33 games.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a huge bogey team for the Rabbits.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And poor old Kieran Foran, the Dog's half, has torn his pec.
Oh, the poor doggies. They had a shocker of a season.
I really feel bad for the Dogs. Like they actually go out there and give it their all.
Yeah, and they've been unlucky. Like, and I know I've got some mates who are big Dogs fans, and it is so, so sad. But I know how they feel. Para was like this a few years ago, just like trying everything, but just can't get a win.
Yeah.
And the Dogs have been like that too. But not playing that terribly, but
they're
just not getting a win.
They just can't get over the line. Like, they can get to a certain amount of points, and then they sort of... It's just too much for them to keep going.
Totally.
Whereas teams like Brisbane, who just don't seem to care, are ahead of them.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
No.
Anyway, Kieran Foran has nowhere to go next year at the moment. Yeah. May get picked up by Brisbane. But at the moment...
I've got a spare room.
He might become a fiery. Also, Anthony Griffin is back coaching after being away for a couple of years, I think. Yeah, 2 years. He is going to... take on the role of the Dragons as head coach.
Good guy, I reckon. I'm looking forward to seeing how he goes. Oh, what's going on, Gab?
Sorry. I'm silent.
Where are you?
No, my phone's not on silent. Oh, and there is definitely a commotion happening in Redfern.
A commotion.
Sorry. Yes, I'm here.
That's good.
Just
bye, Glendra.
In about an hour or two's time.
You want to say hello and goodbye? Hello, sure. Gorgeous. Love you. Bye. Take care.
On the street to Redfern, I love
2SE,
it.
2SE, I was going to sign her up. That was great.
In a couple of hours, we'll find out if Parramatta can stop the Penrith streak.
What are they up to now, 12?
Yeah, something.
13?
For longest ever for the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. They just keep breaking every week because they don't lose.
But yeah, Phil Gould has tipped Parramatta to beat Penrith this week. So I don't know what that means, if that's a good thing or a bad thing for us.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, we got a chance. Who knows?
The thing with the Panthers is, three rounds to go. They have to lose before they come to the finals. They have to, because they're going to lose eventually. And if they lose in the finals, then they're going
to
be out.
You got to lose one to win one.
Exactly. Panthers, I'm telling you, they have to lose or they're going to be in trouble. That's it. Okay. AFL. Adelaide Crows have won their second game this year. Woo. Although this time it was against GWS, leaving their chance of making the finals hanging by a thread with only two rounds remaining in the regular season. The Giants now cling to eighth spot by just 0.9% from the Western Bulldogs.
Wow.
With tough games against Melbourne and St Kilda to come. The Bulldogs, however, will enter their last two matches against Hawthorn and Frio as favourites. So, might jump over. But GWS's game against Melbourne is a big one because Melbourne are also just below the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
So, they could possibly jump up to GWS's.
Two rounds left? One left?
Two to go.
Two rounds, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go GWS, being Sydneyites. They're the only team we can really hopefully get there.
Yeah. Because the Swans the Swans have already planned their trip to Dubbo because you can't go anywhere else.
No.
All right.
It's the new Bali.
Let's play a game, shall we?
Sure.
Yeah,
let's do it. Where is the button? There it is. Some more random questions. Brava? Yeah, I don't know. What's that?
I don't know.
What is going on?
Sorry, I tried to do sound effects.
Oh, terrible. No, they're really good.
No, they weren't.
I wish... Ah, man... You're old when you had that one segment for a little while. Oh.
That one segment that we've all done for just a little while.
What was about records, wasn't it?
Yeah, that one.
Dodgy records, Piss Week records.
It was so.
I really should get back into
that. The introduction was great.
Oh, we can do it again. Piss Week opening too.
It's perfect. Okay, you ready, guys?
Yep.
In baseball, when a team is pitching, how many players do they have on the field?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
What? I'll say 9.
Oh, damn it.
9.
Did you not count the pitcher?
No, you obviously do count the pitcher.
Are you looking at a picture?
You chicken.
Which golf tournament, this would be great, presents its winner with a green jacket?
Oh, that fancy one.
Yeah.
The fancy fuck one.
There it is.
Well, there we go. It had to come. We'd gone nearly the whole show without a swear.
And... I'm pretty sure I arrived with a swear. So...
I believe it's the US.
Is it the Australian something?
US Masters?
It's
US
the Masters. The Masters. That's right. In which sport does your team only have to travel 3.6 metres to win?
Ooh.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Tug of war.
Oh my god!
How did you get that?
That's so clever.
I'm so good.
I'm impressed. You're pretty stupid.
Thanks, Gab.
I love that. That is the correct answer. And when I wrote that down, I've written the wrong answer. For some reason, I just remember that because I was like, I'll remember that one. I've written weightlifting. I don't think you have to travel 3.6 metres to win weightlifting.
No. Is that the answer to the next question?
It might be the answer. Have I done this wrong? No. Oh. Well, maybe it is. Let's see. How old is a filly when she officially becomes a mare?
Weightlifting. we never had horse questions.
Yeah, I know.
This is weird. I'm going to guess.
Two years.
I'm going to go. What did you say?
Two.
I'm going to go four.
Oh, man. Oh, I think Mick's got them all right.
I was a guess. That was a pure guess.
All right, one more question, and then I've got to wrap the show up into a bun. Is Brian Lara left or right-handed at batting?
Left.
Yes.
Gabby!
Well done. Well done,
Redfern!
All right, that's the end of what was a very weird show.
When is it not?
I know. Thanks for joining us halfway through, Gab.
Stay sporty.
See you, Gab.
And everyone listen to Mick's show on Sunday.
Yay, the Tuck Show, 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah. Woo! 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 Just getting these last 3 seconds done. Woo! Bye. Yes, hello, good evening, and welcome to One Last Thing. My name is Mitch by 2SER's very own budget tonight's show. It is episode 13, lucky number 13, where we're still here. We haven't got kicked off the grid yet. Coming up on this evening's episode, we're going to be speaking to Murray Olds, the old mate take of the biggest news story of the week. Going to focus on TikTok for all the wrong reasons. Going to be speaking to our future correspondent, Tom Roachy Roach, who'll be coming to us from either the near or distant future. And finally, Billy with our segment, You Haven't Heard of Them. I give him a fake band and a fake song. He's got 1 week to turn it around. This week, looking at Great Noise, Get Your Fill. And we're going to sprinkle in some great tunes for your Friday, get you in the mood for a couple of days off. Let's get started. You're on 2SER.
It was just a You are tuned to One Last Thing here on 2SER 107.3 on your Friday evening with me, Mitch Byatt. Let's do one last thing together. We've got Murray Olds for the Old Mate Take. Look at the biggest news stories of the week. How are you, Murray?
Mitch, yeah, very good evening to you, my friend.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that, you know, you're a man in your mid-60s. I'm a man in my sort of mid-early 30s. We probably aren't the biggest experts when it comes to TikTok. What do you know about it? Because it's been a huge in the news this week.
Yeah, and, you know, for all the wrong reasons. And you're 100% right. I'm not across the whole sort of gamut of social media. I mean, I use Facebook, but apparently every dad and granddad in the world uses Facebook. And that's kind of where my knowledge of it stops. But I did go looking this week when the story came through about this guy taking his life on Facebook originally. It was live streamed on Facebook, just like that mongrel over in New Zealand live streamed his attack on those mosques in my old hometown of Christchurch. He live streamed that as well. And Facebook struggled then to get rid of that content. And that's what's happened here. This taken his own life, live on social media. It quickly went viral on Instagram, Twitter, and eventually got to TikTok. And here's the thing. Social media companies, obviously hugely distressing, dreadful, horrific bloody images. You don't want anyone. And who uses these social media platforms? Overwhelmingly, they're young people.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. These companies say, oh, we have any number of, you know, policies in place and strategies in place to protect our users. But clearly it didn't work in this case. It didn't work in the case of the Christchurch mosque attacks. And you have to ask the question, I mean, what are these strategies really worth? They're worth nothing. Mm. They can't protect kids. They can't protect users. And if some assholes out there embedding this hideous content in the middle of a piece of video that's designed to appeal to children. I mean, who would do that in their right mind for a start off? I don't understand that, not for a second.
Mm.
But I'm told that, I mean, a kid will, you know, a child will click on an innocent-looking video, watching, I don't know, you know, some sort of cat thing, and bang, up comes this guy taking his own life. Who would do that?
Yeah.
What sort of mongrel bastard would do that? I mean, it's just horrible. But how do you regulate it, Mitch? I can't see a way that these can be regulated.
I know from a Facebook point of view, they had these sort of army of moderators, they call them. I think a lot of them are based in the Philippines and Malaysia, and it's their job to sort of troll through the content being uploaded by millions of people every second and just sort of flag it and take down stuff. That's yuck, basically. And it's just, the problem is, it's just the sheer volume, and they can't control it because it's just that much stuff. And even people whose job it is to do that, can you imagine that job, just looking at all the horrors?
Oh, Mitch, no, terrible. Imagine the mental health problems for people who have to watch that every bloody day, just off the graph of hideous. But I mean, what else can you do? I mean, yeah, okay, they've got these moderators. Well, good luck with that, but clearly it's not working. And so it comes back to mums and dads. I mean, my kids are now all adults. Yours are still young. And they're going to be involved in this world pretty darn soon. Now, how do you, I mean, it comes back to parents, doesn't it? You've got to have that conversation with your children. I sound like an old granddad, but it's true. Have the conversation, for goodness sake. Say, listen, by all, and you can't stop them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things that's wrong with, I don't know, mobile phones these days. Kids can be bullied at 3 a.m. I'm banging your boyfriend. You know, you've got spot. Whatever it is, I have to. It used to be confined to school hours. Well, now bullies can prey on their victims at 3 in the morning. You wake up in the morning, if you're a child, and you see these horrible messages.
Yeah, and you raise a good point, because you can't really not allow them to participate in that sort of world, because they'll think they're Amish or something. You know, they can't be sort of, I guess, held back and sort of missing out on that sort of technology, but there's no real way to police it, because, you know, look what happens when things go wrong.
And I think it then gets back to parents, doesn't it, to have that conversation with their children, a mature conversation. Have a mature discussion about, look, I know you're going to be on these platforms. Just be aware there are unscrupulous pricks out there who are going to, I guess it's a form of ambushing children. I mean, who wants to do that? Who wants to ambush a child when he or she clicks on a dog or a cat video and there's some halfwit in the middle of it taking his own life? Who does that? So yeah, it's up to you as a parent to have that chat, right?
Yeah, the internet's always a pretty lawless place, and there's a very sick sort of sense of humour, which I guess is you know, where you see some of these things happening, and trolling obviously is quite big. But yeah, I don't know if it's ever really going to change. It just comes down to control, as you said.
You know, and it's about, I don't know, limiting the number of devices. Do you let the children go to bed with their mobile phones or their iPads or laptops? I mean, do you have to kick them? And, you know, good luck trying that with a high school kid. I've been there and done it, mate.
There you go. The biggest story of the week. The old mate take, Marios. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Mitch. Have a wonderful week. We'll have a yarn next week.
You are tuned to One Last Thing at 2SER's very own Budget Tonight Show with me, Mitch Byatt. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday so far. It is time to speak to our future correspondent. So look out, future, here we come. We're joined by Tom Roachie Roach. Good evening, Roachie.
G'day, Mitchy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, man, I'm doing very well, of course. You are somewhere in the near or far future. So tell us, where are you and what can we learn this week?
Well, Mitch, near or far, it's all about perspective, but I'm in the year 2099, ready to celebrate bringing in the new century.
Oh, wow. We haven't really done this before, but this is an interesting one, a new century. So, I mean, what kind of festivities await for this evening?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know, mate? We're capping off a big century and we're hoping to go into an even bigger one.
I always like when it's New Year's Eve on the news, I always do a bit of a montage of the year's events. And I imagine whatever news looks like in 2099 would, and whatever that montage might be of the entire century. So it'd be some choice excerpts, I imagine.
Oh, Mitch, you're going to learn a lot about what happens in the future.
Okay, lay it on me.
All right, Mitch, it's New Year's Eve in the year 2099, which means we're on the edge of the year 2100. And boy, this night couldn't have come fast enough. After what many experts are declaring a century best forgotten, we move towards a time many hope will bring more joy and optimism. Mitch, they are calling the first century of the year's 2000 as one of the worst on record. Whilst the world bounded gleefully into the new millennium, things turned pear-shaped very quickly. If it weren't for the increase in natural disasters, the rise and domination of big tech companies, the big swingin' dick competitions of global leaders, or the fact that the Wallabies still haven't won a Bledisloe Cup, then maybe this century would have been okay. But if you remember, this century was never okay. Things took a sharp turn during the cyber wars of the 30s. It was during the late 40s when scientists destroyed the sun and replaced it with a more eco-friendly alternative. As one recalls, this led to the dark years of the 50s and 60s. Whilst an innovative idea, our artificial sun could not generate power without a power source. So, a giant power cord, as you'll remember, was designed by NASA, Tesla, and Bunnings Warehouse, which brought light back to the people in the early 2070s. The end of the century has been capped off by a surge in deadly superviruses spread by none other than the world's leading health skeptics and kale smoothie drinkers, the Anti-Vaxxers Coalition, or the AVC. In an attempt for world domination, these unproven theory spreaders and cult-like fanatics created a virus aimed at wiping out the non-believers. With limited scientific, medical, or general knowledge, the AVC overlooked the obvious fact that the only protection from the disease was a vaccine. And one of the only positive things to come out of a disastrous year was the revelation that anti-vaxxers have now been eliminated by their own sword. So, Mitch, here I am at Rudy Nudie's nudist retreat for their New Year's Eve swingers celebrations.
Oh, yeah.
My keys are in the bowl. I brought three sets and I'm going out with a bang. Happy New Year, Mitch.
And happy New Year to you as well. I couldn't imagine a better place to ring in the new century as well. And look, it sounds like, you know, we're only in 2020 at the moment and it's already been quite a century so far, but some excellent things to come. And just one final question, if I could. The giant power cord that's used to boost the power supply, what kind of plugs does it use? Because you know how different countries have different kind of plugs. What plugs do they sort of settle on for that? Can you reveal?
Well, it's a universal plug, Mitch, but there are many adapters. The only issue with the power cord is that as the world kind of revolves and turns around, there is a knotting process that does occur. So it does have to be taken out and unknotted, which can take some time. So we're working on a wireless alternative at the moment, right. But that could be years to come.
A bit of a tripping hazard as well, I imagine, for any sort of space traffic through that sort of channel.
Oh, it's been an absolute disaster, but at least we have light.
All right, well, you have an excellent evening, and you tip my hat to Rudy Nudie himself, and we'll speak to you next week, okay?
Will do, Mitch. He does say hi. He's waving at me with his down belows right now. Have a good one, mate.
So dance, dynamo, flow, fluid, fundamental fun, jump in the circle, go get done, it begun. In the 80s, knee spins, pop rock, started doing the Robocop, bus stop and wop, Mudfoot, Pee Wee, Up Rock, Steve Martin, Running Man, Cabbage Patch, Reebok, I'm starting, letting my feeling go, attaching to the flow, forget to inhibitions, jump in the circle, late 80s, break dance, start abstract dancing, getting the job done, but more freelancing, you had to have the rhythm, but that was just a given, the LA scene was super clean, dancers had the vision, it was Hollywood Live, Unity, Brown Rice and Barbecue, Graveyard Shift, Nappy at the root, water to push, ballistics, even B-sides, had Lotus in the breaks where the music provide, kept vibing as we dancing, flips and flares, Colgate was the best, rocking crazy upstairs, keeping it clean, routines two at a time, I find, dance is the best way to unwind, move y'all, move y'all, move y'all. Smooth groove to break beats, live bands to techniques, sledge bringing the heat, greet dance floor with raw energy, emotion, wild and wild styling, gliding and coasting, play one and two in, soul brother rocking, freezing a position, hardcore hair popping, stopping on a snare, moving on the drum, it's the headbanger boogie, open up and get some, hype songs make it live, artist out of copy, record shop beat, street scene at the Roxy, cardboard linoleum, crew to crew combat, low light fight, nightclub, where the scene at, open up the circle, cheer the heroes on, they interpretate the song and do it all night long. So in the name of trouble, tea and dances galore. Lace up your sneaks and hit the floor. Move y'all, move y'all, move y'all, move y'all. Move y'all. Move y'all.
You are tuned to One Last Thing at 2SER's very own Budget Tonight show with me, Mitch Byde. Hope you're having a cracking Friday night so far. It is nearly the end of the show, which means it's time to talk to our dear friend Billy for the segment You Haven't Heard of Them. Billy, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks for asking, man. Now, this is the segment where I give you a fake band and a fake song, and using your musical prowess, you have 1 week to come back to me and give us all what it would sound like. So this week you were working on a fake band called Great Noise, and the track was Get Your Fill. Now your brief of sorts was to kind of make this an early noughties Fat Boy Slim Basement Jack sort of style sound. How did you find the process this time around?
It was good, man. It was heaps of fun. I did what I always do, and I just listened to a lot of that music. I mean, I used to really like that stuff. I had a lot of weird memories in my first share house. I think we had a copy of the Fatboy Slim Greatest Hits or something. And I had some flashbacks trying to put this song together. But I think if we're going to title this, what did we call it? Great Get Your Fill.
Yeah.
I think we'd need to put like a little, some brackets, Get Your Fill in comma Ibiza, because I kind of, I went back to the origins of this music, which, yeah, it'll become clear soon.
Okay, Get Your Fill Ibiza, the Ibiza Megamix or Ibiza version?
Yeah, that's for that. Yeah, Ibiza Club Megamix.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Here it is. It's worldwide debut here for you on One Last Thing. Great Noise with Get Your Fill, the Ibiza Club Megamix.
Hello, Ibiza!
Brits like the beer, you know, like the sun. They like the nightclub in and being able to stay in the drugs, sex and rock and roll. Brits like the beer. Brits like the beer. They like the nightclub in. Brits like the beer. Brits like the beer. Brits like the beer.
Who would have wanted them here?
You know, like the sun.
The Brits will do as the Brits always do, which is turn everywhere into Britain.
Who would have wanted them here?
Brits like the beer, they like the nightclub, you know, like the sun.
Yeah.
There is an island in the middle of the Mediterranean. Named after the god of music and dance.
The drugs, sex and rock and roll.
Who would have wanted
them here? Brits like the beer, you know, like the sun. They like the nightclub and being able to stay out late.
Oh, wow. There it is. Great Noise. Get Your Fill. The Ibiza Club Megamix. And it was a Megamix, Blue, because that was the longest piece I think you've produced so far.
Yeah, man. That'll keep you in the club all night long.
It's such a shame that COVID's happened, because I think that would be an anthem pumping out of Ibiza and, you know, the Greek islands right now. I can imagine a lot of sunburnt English tourists just absolutely losing their mind, going mental at that in the club.
Go mental, yeah. I watched this doco about Ibiza and about how it's been ruined by English tourists. And I just want to apologize, because I'm sure he's listening too, but that was Carl Cox's voice. And I'd like to apologize, because I know he wasn't, he wasn't disparaging Ibiza, but I used it to do that.
Is that one who goes, there is an island in the Mediterranean? Is that Carl Cox? Is that him?
No, that was from the doco, but all the Brits like a beer, yeah, that's him.
How could he possibly upset at that, Billy? There you go. What a fantastic. That's going to be. There's so many of these that you've done that I want to be my like my ringtone on my phone. I'm really spoilt for choice now. I know that's a great compliment to you.
It really is. Thank you so much.
Is selling ringtones still a thing? Is that still a profitable business? Who knows? Okay, so the next challenge. Are you ready for your next challenge? I've got a really great angle for you this week.
Okay, cool.
So as you know, and I think our audience knows, I'm a parent of two small children, and which means my musical tastes are often invaded by the likes of kids' shows and kids' bands and kids' music and things like that. So, you know, the Wiggles, High Five, Hooly Doolies, of course, you can forget those guys. Yeah. So that's often heard in my house at loud volume. So I thought I'd give you the challenge of making a kid's fake band, a kid's fake song. How do you feel about that?
Cool, man. You do like going from one extreme to the other. So, yeah, no Carl Cox, I guess, for that maybe, but I'm into it.
So the fake kids band is going to be the Wobblies.
The Wobblies, okay.
And the fake song is going to be Chuck a Wobbly.
Okay. All right. Oh, jeez.
So imagine, five a.m., 6 a.m. in the morning. A lot of dreary-eyed parents waking up with their kids on the couch and turning on the telly, and they'll be subjected to the Wobblies with Chuck a Wobbly. Very sunny, very happy, very friendly and safe. But if you do want to do an extended beep and mega mix of Chuck a Wobbly, feel free to chuck that in as well.
Mitch, I don't have kids, so I don't have to listen to this kind of music. So you're really putting me in a bad spot here. But, yeah, I think I'll get Carl Cox on the phone for sure.
I'm sure he's available for this. He might even have kids. I don't know. But there you go. The Wobblies with Chuck Wobbly. We'll have the worldwide debut for that next week. I'm very much looking forward to that. And let me apologize to you now, because as you do, you kind of deep dive into the world of kids' music for the next week. So I'm sorry for that.
All right. We'll see what kind of mental state I'm in next week.
All right, that is You Haven't Heard of Them on One Last Thing. Thank you, Billy. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks,
your tuck shop? It was the place to go to get those special little treats that all remain in our hearts.
Well, it's time to return.
Starting on Sunday, the 13th of September, the tuck shop is coming and it's going to be chock full of Australian music goodness.
From crunchy rock
to spicy rap,
the tuck shop will deliver new Australian music every single week.
So So jump in line and wind your weekend down with us. Mick and Tara, 5 p.m. each Sunday on 2SER.
The Tuck Shop. Aussie music just like you remember it.
And that is our show for your Friday evening. Thanks for doing one last thing together. My name is Mitch Byatt. Go and have a bloody couple of great days on your weekend. Thanks to Murray Olds for the old mate take. Thanks to Roachie, Happy New Year from the year 2099. And to Billy, of course, for great noise. Can't wait to see what he produces next week. I'll see you next week. Be good. It's so high.